How's it going, bros?
My name is PewDiePie.
Check it out. New camera. What do you guys think? Pristine. This is actually, if you can believe it.
This was filmed with my camera. I made this camera. All right, honestly, which one is better? Now my camera quality actually looks good if I compare it to this. Anyway, I want to tell you guys how this all came to be.
You may be wondering why I'm in my car. You see, it all started with me selling my old car, my Tesla, and I had dog mode on it, which I find really helpful.
What the dog doing?
Dog mode is not as fun as it sounds. It's literally just a temperature control sensor. And my new car, I don't mean to flex, but it's a minivan. Mitsubishi Delica. And no, it does not have dog mode. I actually find it really helpful, like if I need to just pop in a shop really quick, or if me and Marius are traveling with the dogs, we maybe want to stop for a bite. So I thought, screw it, I'll do something better. I'll add a camera in here, because the Tesla didn't have that. I can check the temperature and the humidity, and that way at least I know my dogs aren't getting scorched to death while I'm away for a minute. So I picked up a camera online with a humidity and temperature sensor, and I was setting it up here, and I realized all of a sudden sweat was just pouring from my face. My forehead was pulsing. I was getting angry. Why does the camera charge me monthly to use it features? my neighbor walked past. Why does a humidity sensor want my private information? That's when I had the brilliant idea. Right then and then, I was going to build my own camera.
This Dumbo thought that was a good idea. To make all of this happen, I decided to use a Raspberry Pi. You've probably heard of these already, it's a single board computer.
And the best part, it runs Linux.
Yes. And that's when I discovered
glorious SSH.
SSH, which stands for Secure Shell Protocol. SSH is basically a way to connect to your computer remotely. The fact that you can communicate with a computer just with your keyboard, I feel like I'm a wizard. I'm typing spells with commands. I love it. I type
PyoBase.
There are other things you can use but a Pi, but since it's such a tiny computer, it's got GPIO pins, which means you can add a bunch of different hardware to it. And it's got a slot for a camera to go to. Perfect. To set this up is super simple. You just have an SD card. You put it in your computer. You use Raspberry Pi software to flash it, and you're done. Now, for some reason, and this is not Linux fault, it's not the fault that I'm on Linux, the program didn't work. I think I needed root access and it just wouldn't give it to me. It's not Linux fault. Actually, it's actually good that I'm on Linux because I can solve this problem easily. I just have to do it manually. LSBLK mount that drive and then just flash it on my own. What can go wrong? Flashing a drive on Linux, it's a bit like a nuclear launch without the glass cover. One wrong move, and you can kiss your disk bye-bye. Don't ask me how I know. So yeah, finally, I'm in, I'm connected, I'm ready to set this thing up. You may notice it's called Car 17.
Don't ask me why it's called Car 17.
At this point, I didn't want to complicate things, all right? So I thought, okay, a Raspberry Pi and an official Raspberry Pi camera, I plug them in, it should just work. And it does. There's a program called LibCamera. It works great for photos. It works great for recording video. And video streaming, however, should work. It should work. It should work. Now, I don't know how to code. I'm a noob. And I realize I'm way in over my head here, okay? So I used a program called RaspiCam. And RaspiCam was beautiful, man. It worked perfectly. We had such a good thing going. Me and RaspiCam... Can you imagine one day waking up and your best friend is just gone? One reboot and RaspiCam was just poof. I didn't even get to say goodbye. I don't know what happened. I don't want to use LibCam.
Goddamn LibCam!
I looked everywhere online and everyone's like, oh yeah, use RaspiCam, it works great, look! And I'm like, yeah, it just does it! I look at all these tutorials and man, I feel like I'm being gaslit until finally, reading the forums, I find out that RaspiCam has been deprecated since 2021. RIP! A lot of trial and error and I finally got it working. This felt like a huge win. sheer stubbornness made this happen. But I finally had my streaming live feed. That's what I needed. Huge win. I then added the DHT sensor, which is measures temperature and humidity. I added a battery. I 3D printed a case. Bada bing, bada boom, and poof. My dog spy cam was complete. Look at this thing. It's adorable. I love it. I showed it in my last video, and like, no one cared. I was like, look, I made this camera. Hint, hint. Do you want me to talk more about it? Anyway, I think it's cool. Me and Marissa went on a road trip. I got to test out the camera. When me and Marissa stopped to have a bite, we could check that the dogs were sound and safe and comfortable. And no stress involved. I love it. I want to do so much more with this because I know it's possible, right? I thought it'd be so good if I can have like notifications. So if it hit certain temperatures and humidity, maybe high or too low, it would notify me on my phone somehow. I don't know. Okay, fine. I don't know how to do this and the quality sucks and I get it. Like it's not as good as an actual camera, but it's my camera, okay? And I can do whatever I want. It is such a difference from buying this camera that you have to pay to use. It's crazy. It's not the best camera, but it's my camera. Sorry to interrupt the video. I'm hiding in the wilderness to tell you about today's sponsor, Incogni. Thousands of companies are collecting your private data. They got stuff like your full name, address, phone number. They even got stuff on your relatives. Leave the relatives out of it. They do all this without you agreeing to it. At least I didn't agree to it. Why they do? Because they make money of your data. That's my data. That's my money. If you're getting spam calls, that's a dead giveaway that your data has been compromised, for example. Now, the good news is you can opt out of this. You have the legal right to. The bad news, it will take you likely years and a lot of time that you maybe want to spend doing other things. That's where Incogni comes in. They go John Wick on these bastards. They do it all for you and you can just watch it all happen while you sit back and relax. If you go to incogni.com/PewDiePie, you get 60% off. That's a great deal. That's practically a steal. And they have a cool new feature where if you have family unlimited plan, you can point to anywhere online where your private data is and that you want removed, and they'll do that for you. Seriously amazing. As someone who's tried to do that before and just be like, it's too difficult. It's too time consuming and it costs too much money. This is a great deal. So check out incogni.com/PewDiePie, get 60% off. Thank you for sponsoring this video. Now I gotta find my way out of here. Now, project number two. That's right. While I was tinkering and sminkering, I got a little bored at a certain point with this. So I had started on another project because I went through such hell to get the first one going. I was like, well, the second one is going to be easier. I already know all this stuff now. It's going to be a breeze. I wanted to build a nightstand clock. I have an Alexa right now. It's fine, but it really annoys me because it always asks me to update it. It logs me out every time it reboots. Why do I have to log in to begin with? And I don't know how I feel about having Jeff Bezos staring at me while I'm sleeping, okay? So with Project 2, I wanted to replace that Alexa and build my own sort of nightstand device. And this time, it was going to be easy, okay? I already went through all the issues with the camera. Nothing can go wrong. And to be fair, it went easy in the beginning. I actually got the speaker for this working on the first try. I couldn't believe it.
Holy. Right, front, left. It worked on the first try. That has never happened. What
the f- It worked so great until it didn't, of course.
All right, here we go. This on you.
Why does everyone I love leave me? A little side note here. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but anytime tech reviewers on YouTube, when they review a tiny speaker, they all do this and I don't understand why. They go, oh, it doesn't sound bad at all for its size. If it's tiny, it's bad by default. Okay? Listen, my brother, tiny isn't good. We have to accept this. Physics is physics, brother. Come here. It's okay. Anyway, my speaker, however, super bad. I really wish I got a better speaker. It's literally made out of paper. Realty, you
trying to dethrone me from spot on number one, but you in the year you lose.
But I know a secret trick that all these tech reviewers don't know about. If you cut the ground wire while it's playing, it sounds amazing. Felix Lawyer here. Do not cut the ground wire. Man, my speaker did all kinds of weird stuff. It made it funny, at least. I wanted to set up Spotify on this so I can stream music on it, even though the speaker is terrible. And it was super easy. You just install the package, bada bing, bada boom. With this project, most of the time I had to spend on was actually 3D printing, because I wanted to try and make this look nice, at least. I was inspired by old handheld radios. I wanted to have like this handheld feel to it, even though it's not a handheld device. But most of the time I spent 3D printing. And here's me breaking my filament sensor while trying to clear some clogged filament.
That's not good. Come on. Come on.
I didn't know it at the time. Anytime I try to print, the filament kept going, no, you can't print. There's something stuck in there. And I go, oh, is it? Because I just cleaned it. I know for a fact there's nothing stuck in there. I kept getting gaslit by my 3D print there. I know there's nothing in there. I actually try to look up if I can SSH into my printer. And you can, if you hack it. I was this close to doing it. Because I was like, well, I just needed to shut up and print. Like, it's not an issue. And if I can just like find the function to remove the filament sensor. But then I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just buy a filament sensor and replace it. Maybe I don't have to fight every battle. I found this screen. It's really cheap and I don't know. But I like it and it looks really nice. I just wanted to test out the screen and I found this script that has blinking eyes. And Mike says that it was really cute, so obviously I had to keep it. It made it kind of like a BMO vibe, I feel like. So I kind of went with that. So things were looking pretty good. But then, cable madness. I had so many different hardware ran into this thing at this point, and cables kept falling off everywhere. I kept resoldering them so they would stick, but it just kept happening. And I kept going, this is not human. This whole video is just me complaining about troubleshooting. Someone needs to know my pain. I kept going, this is not human. It's not human.
I need to save space. I have to solder them all. This is not human.
But then, that's when I found glorious SSH. I'm just kidding. I found glorious hot glue. That's right. Instant stability. And I'm talking about my mental health. It worked like a charm. There's small stuff like that that makes a big difference. But at this point, I was so done. And I showed it to Marcia. And she rightfully reminded me, where's the microphone? You wanted to use, okay, turn lights on thing, right? The voice command. And I'm like, please, there's so many cables. I don't want more. And here's the thing, right? With GPIOs, it's not like it's plug and play. You still have to activate it and find the right package for it. And microphone, especially I2C, is really difficult. At least I found that it was. And I realize they have USB ports. It's okay to use the USB ports. I don't have to fight every battle, man. That meant it was pretty much plug and play with the microphone. And I'm actually really glad Marcia pushed me to do this, because I found this open source software called Vosk. Super cool. It runs voice transcription locally, so it's completely offline.
Chiquita banana. Oh, chiquita banana. Oh. Hey, Bian, can you... Come here, try. Can you say airplane? Really? That's so good.
There's another reason I didn't want to use the microphone, because I thought I would have to use some sort of Amazon or Google API. I don't know. The whole point was kind of to avoid that. So yeah, the way I ran it, you know, it's not perfect. You know, this is as good as I got, but it works. I found, again, open source for my plug so it can turn the lights on, and it works.
Lights on. Oh, first try. Lights off.
Oh, the project is done. Bye, Alexa. Alexa, kill yourself. No, I'm just kidding. I was worried the light was going to be a little too strong, but it's actually quite a comfortable color. I'm very happy with it. I think it looks neat. Again, a great learning experience. Now, I've been going on for 2 months with these projects on and off, and I had one more idea that I really wanted to do, and I felt like I was kind of cheating myself if I didn't do it. It's a little hard to explain, but hear me out, okay? This idea started because the weather in Tokyo, at least, is a bit unpredictable. And Marcel was asking me before going out in order to know what to wear. She's like, do you know how hot it is? And I'm like, it says 20 degrees, but it says it feels like 28. And it says later it might rain. So maybe bring a jacket or an umbrella or maybe not. I don't know. Not helpful. So I thought, what if instead of deciphering all these data, what if you just looked at a screen and then there's an avatar that is dressed for the weather and you just match what the avatar is wearing? You don't even have to think about it. Genius. I was curious if anyone's ever done this. And yes, there are like apps that do it. But then I ruined the idea completely because I got another idea. Okay. This happened because I was going to use an e-ink display. E-ink displays are amazing. They run on super low power. They have this sort of pixelated retro feel to them, which I really like. But I ordered this one and it was way smaller than I thought. I was like, that's not going to work. But I can use it to just test out how I want to execute this idea. Then Marcia glanced at it and she was like, oh, it's so cute and tiny. And I was like, my brother, maybe tiny isn't so bad after all. Maybe this is perfect, adequate size. Huh? Maybe. Seeing the little avatar guy on this tiny screen made me think of Tamagotchi. You know those 90s virtual pets that everyone had? I love the look of Tamagotchis. I love the nostalgic feel of Tamagotchis. But I gotta be honest, and maybe I'm the only one, I hated the Tamagotchis. They were so annoying to me to always take care of them. I know that was the whole point, but it felt like a chore. So that's when I came in with the $1 billion idea. What if instead of you taking care of Tamagotchi, Tamagotchi take care of you? Or that way. My brain exploded with ideas. I was like, it can give you quests. You can level up. It can be like a habit building device. It can still show you what to wear for the weather. It still does that, but also so much more. I told this idea to Marcia and she came up that I should do like a water tracking to make sure you're drinking enough water during the day. I pretty much swim in G Fuel, so that's not necessary for me. But she said it was actually useful. And she said that water tracking apps that are free on your phone are absolutely terrible. So I checked it out and can confirm they are terrible. So I thought I could build something like that. And then I remember I used to have this function on my smartwatch where it was for meditation. They would tell you when to breathe in, hold your breath and breathe out. And I just felt like it was really helpful. That's like a good habit that I would love to get back into. There's so many more things that you could do. Like what if it like gave you quests to of all the stuff that you forget about? Like, I don't know, call your mom, go to a park, compliment a stranger. But I wanted to keep it simple because I've been doing this for way too long now. So I set a deadline for myself and I really crunched to get this last project done. I had to ditch the e-ink screen because their refresh rate is terrible. It's not really built for that sort of thing. And it didn't have partial refresh as well that some displays have. Marcia drew the Tamagotchi art and it looks so cute. She did such a good job. I really felt like this made it come to life. I added buttons for it this time instead, and squeezing all of this into a tiny device was really hard. I tried my best. Now, I think it's best I'll just walk you guys through it.
All right. Here it is in all its glory. I couldn't fit the battery. It's like with a magnet. This is the on button. It takes quite a while to boot. I'm not going to lie to you. Oh, there we go. Man, Marcia did so good with the art. Get a tan, because it's hot and sunny. So it's 29 degrees now, and then in 5 hours, it's going to be 22 degrees and cloudy. This is actually really helpful. He's telling you to wear t-shirt and shorts. Basically, like, if it was really, really hot, he would technically be naked. If it's really cold, he wears, like, a hoodie. I'll show Marcia showing the art, because obviously now it's not cold. But yeah, I think it looks great. The buttons are the biggest weakness. Like, they look terrible, I'm not gonna lie, but they work and I'm out of time, so. So you can navigate through. You click to change. This is the water tracker menu. So you enter with middle button and then you can up how much you wanna drink. 250 milliliters is a glass, so you press it to register. And it will add a glass. I've maxed it at 8. All right, so moving on, we have the meditation screen. So you can select how long you want to meditate. Let's say 10 minutes seems reasonable. you start it, and then it should start with like breathe. Yeah. Oh, wow, that was too fast. Hold it. All right. Love it. Live, laugh, love it. So proud of it.
Even though, you know, this is far from finished or even being anything practical to actually use, I wanted to just challenge myself to try my best. For me, this is just so exciting. I realize I love learning stuff. I've been so caught into daily YouTube videos for so long. I felt like I never learned anything or built anything for myself. I always wanted to invent stuff, but I never had the time and the skill or honestly just the patience. This is the kind of stuff I would love to build with Björn when he's older, if he has some kind of crazy idea or interest in it at all. I don't know. I'd love to share more stuff with you guys. If you want to subscribe, thank you so much for letting me yap. That's it. And brofus. This video is sponsored by Saily. I am a huge fan of Saily because it genuinely makes traveling for us so much easier. This time when we were on our way to Savannah, Marcy asked me about it and we literally set it up on the flight because it had internet. For those of you who don't know, Saily is an eSIM app, which means electronic SIM. So if you're traveling almost anywhere in the world, over 60 countries, you get access to internet through this app. Marcy just opened the app, picked the country, picked how much data she needed, and of course, used code PewDiePie, which gave her a 15% discount. And bada bing, bada boom, instant internet as soon as you land, which is what I want. The first thing I want when I land is internet. I genuinely hate, standing in line when I land renting a Wi-Fi box. How is that a good solution? You just have to carry another thing when you're traveling that also have to worry about being charged. Or if you opt to just buy a physical SIM while you're there, you still have to go and actually find where to buy it, set it all up while you're there, and you have to worry about losing your original SIM. At least I do. It's kind of important. I don't like removing it. Saily just solves all the problems. It's an amazing service and I highly recommend it. You can use the QR code to download it or use the code PewDiePie at checkout for 15% discount. If you're planning a trip anywhere, you can download it right away, set it up all now and don't even have to think about it. You need internet when you travel. So I just love that it removes that stressful element to me. So thank you, Saily, for being an amazing sponsor and you guys are welcome.